thanks for the champagne. That's very nice.
Our pleasure.
Bye-bye. Stanley, say hello to Oscar, will you? Put back the sugar, taking the champagne. Isn't that nice? A lot of friends will be dropping. Four Aces are appearing, by the way, at Dangerfields in the city. They'll be there through Saturday, I believe. And they're really fine people. See, that's what radio to me is about. It's things happening right now. The music sure is part of it, but also it's the communications. As far as the temperature outside, who the heck cares? With cousin Jay and the Americans, some guys from Queens.
Can a guy from anywhere?
Only in America.
Go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire. Only in America. Can a kid without a cent get a break and maybe grow up to be president?
Standing behind me is Morrison Cruz, and Morrison, one of my very, very fresh people that came up here and sort of shook my hand and took me around and showed me where everything was, including the men's room. And so that's the first thing you learn when you come to a big corporation, where to go, you know? And I don't mean to the boss's office. Morrison, I'm going to be seeing you around here, too. This guy goes out in the street and covers all of the things. Does John Bohannon get in here yet? I'm waiting for Bohannon because he's going to be doing news reports from the 50s and 60s. Oh, there he is. How you doing, John? We're going to start that. Are you getting in the news together from the 50s and 60s?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll start that very, very shortly.
All right.
Is this wild? You get stuff, something to eat, fellas? Getting some?
We're having a party?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Steve Armstrong and from Sid's Pants in Huntington.
What?
He's in his pants over there from Sid's Pants. Stevie Armstrong's up here from Huntington. And they have guys who brought, thank you. They have fellas who brought the food. I think that was very, very nice. Isn't that nice? A bunch of nice friends over here. Cousins, are you preparing your child for school? It's as simple as ABC or NBC or whatever, you know, at Alphabet Land. Proper preschool training can give, I'll give everybody credit, you know, equal time. I can give your child the necessary learning skills and attitude needed for successful elementary education. That's quite elementary. Now, the people at Alphabet Land have created a unique preschool program for 3 to 5 year olds that can do just that. Alphabet Land offers your child, I beg your pardon, a personalized and established preschool program designed to make learning exciting in a fun environment. Staffed by New York certified teachers, your child will learn while he plays. The Alphabet Land program utilizes the latest innovative teaching techniques like closed circuit TV and fun to operate mini computers. Learn about computers and then go into FM radio. Alphabet Land also has an excellent gym complete with swimming pools. Fall enrollment to Alphabet Land is now being accepted for two, 3 and 5 day programs. Classes are offered in the morning, afternoon, and full day. Call or stop by Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m., or Sunday, 1 to 5, in the five boroughs. Telephone number is 343-9400. In Nassau and Suffolk, 825-8888. Better learning is as simple as NBC in Alphabet Land. Now, we have some of the new jocks. They call them jocks in radio today, you know, and I never wanted to be a jock. That's something that you wear, I guess. Well, anyway, we won't get into that. I never wanted to be a jock. You understand that. I am very supportive of the industry, there's no doubt, but I will not be a jock. Anyway, they sent some of the jocks that we have coming in down to Alphabet Land to learn about the people here in New York. They're from all out of town. They come from Kentucky and hick towns like Chicago and things like that, you know, and places like that. That's fine. And we sent them down to Alphabet Land today to learn the attitudes, the mores, and the habits of New Yorkers, which is very important before you go on the air. We now take you to Alphabet Land and our new jocks.
2 plus 2 equals 4.
There's one of them.
2 plus 2 equals 4.
They're very young.
2 plus 2 equals 4.
Sports fans, you know the Nets have moved to New Jersey, and you know the saying, Dotson saves. Well, Dotson now saves you time in buying your Nets season tickets. For your convenience, Dotson has made their participating New Jersey Dotson dealers your mini Nets season ticket center. Just stop into your local Dotson dealer and pick up a Nets order form. Your Dotson salesman will then use his Dotson Nets hotline to set aside your Nets seats for this season's exciting NBA action. The Nets, under Coach Kevin Lockery, with a new vitalized team, ask you to put your jersey on for the Nets. And remember, Dotson saves. For more information, call the Nets.
Hello?
Dad?
Who's this?
This is your son. This is your radio son, Bernard with a V.
Bobby!
And I'm a little concerned.
What's the matter, Bob?
I heard that you're going to go into retirement, and I want you to know we already have the guest room rented out.
Oh, listen, I thought we'd come out. I thought Mom and I would come out. And where are you now? Where you living? You never told me where you live.
We're living in the mountains here in Denver.
In Denver, huh?
Yeah.
How come you haven't written to me in a year?
Pardon me?
How come you haven't written to the father in a year?
Well, I did. I wrote for money about 7 or 8 times, and I never got any answers.
Oh, I never got your letter. How you doing, Bobby? It's Bobby Vernon. Hey, it's really, you know, a lot of friends are calling tonight, and, well, I'm not retiring. It's the last radio show.
Well, Dad, we're going to miss you on the radio.
Well,
the tapes.
I'm going to miss it, too, let me tell you. But you have your tapes and everything, and I'll come to the house. And how's everybody out there, the kids?
Doing just great.
All right. Now, we're going to give you a list of groceries that I need. You know, I have to have special food and everything. How you feeling, Bobby, really?
All soft food? Are you on a soft diet now?
Do you miss us here?
Pardon me?
You miss us?
Oh, I miss you all.
Oh, that's great. Well, we miss you, Bobby Vernon,
okay,
let me tell you.
Tell everybody I said hey.
You can tell them yourself. You're on the air.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I miss you all, and come on out and visit.
Don't do that. You might get a whole bunch of relatives out there. Bobby, thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you, Dad.
Bye-bye. Isn't that nice? Bobby's in Denver now, at a station in Denver, and he also has a part-time job farming, which is very, very nice, which most of us have to do. Oh, look who just... This is terrific. This is a party. How are you, Anchorman?
I'm good, Brucey. It's nice to see you.
Everybody, here's Tony Guider here. Yeah. Isn't that nice? New center for Anchorman.
I don't get a reception like that on television.
What is this? We're doing radio live.
Listen, you only go back 20 years. I mean, you're a youngster in this business. I go back to Martin Block in the make-believe ballroom. You know,
wait,
you remember that?
It's make-believe ballroom time. I am 24 now. You were what?
Why are you bald, then?
Only underneath.
Tell me about, are we still on? Tell me about the Channel 9 television show you used to do that I think the slogan was a television show for people who'd rather listen to radio.
I think you're right. Wasn't that something?
Don't you want to remember that?
No, I'd rather. Well, you know, we're very happy there for about 6 months. Until one
so
day.
So was I at WOR for about 6 months.
Is that the
that's
limit?
That's about all you can take. There's a big silence here now.
That show was a daily show, and I remember I used to leave that. It was on every day, and I used to leave there at about 5:45, have to get over to ABC by 6.
Where is the Raven Hall pool?
How do you know, buddy? What are you digging up all these things?
I talked to people who know your whole, the FBI. I talked to Dennis Elsis, who's a friend of yours. And
very, very talented
working
man.
Right now against you at WNEW-FM, if we can mention that.
Sure can.
But, and if we can't, we already did. But Dennis, I called Dennis and I said, look, my friend Brucey is going off the air, and I really am not that old, so I don't remember too much about the
here now.
Go-Go, and W.A. Beatles C,
uh-huh.
And all of that stuff. But where's the Raven Hall pool?
Raven Hall was, that was a, well, we, matter of fact, we're going to probably play a tape of that later. I don't know. That's a very famous moment in radio. Raven Hall pool is no longer there, but it was right next to Steeplechase Park in those days. And people used to go,
yeah.
A big swimming pool, and there was rides and everything. And one day I did a show there. That's when we were doing live radio, like we're doing our talking and having fun. And there was a hurricane just before we were there, and the place was disaster. And there were thousands of people waiting in line to get in to see Jan and Dean and myself and people. And we didn't know what happened, but the night before, the rain came down and weakened the stage. And while we were on the stage, something very terrible happened, which I'm not going to relate to. Not,
all right.
Because we're going to play that probably a little later, right, Bobby?
Okay.
We have that. So we're going to...
Do you have some of the Beatles stuff? You were on stage with the Beatles.
Beatles, we were very involved with them live back in 64. We had the live microphones. I was very involved with those guys.
I actually do remember you on radio, Brucey. I don't want the audience to think I'm
Tony, this is supposed to be a tribute. You're my friend.
I am your friend, and I count it a pleasure to be your friend.
Thank you.
And I count it a pleasure to be here tonight. I'm a little sad that you're going off radio after 20 years, is it?
20-some-odd years, yeah.
I'm going to miss you on the radio, and I know the people listening will, but they'll be able to find you in other media, such as books and television shows.
Mm-hmm.
And pornographic films?
Yes, yes. Oh, Tony. Yes. I'm the guy facing the back, though. I couldn't pass the audition.
I could ask you a question now, and then this would be a parking lot altogether to bring the bowling alley right in here. This fella's standing there holding a record. You don't want to play a record.
Play DJ.
No,
yeah, play DJ.
I was a DJ for...
Where?
For what they used to call... Do you remember when they used to call it Good Music Radio? You know, they play the big bands.
Mm-hmm.
Frank,
and all that stuff.
Just
I
nice.
Did that for about a year.
Here's the good music for you. This record that you're going to do is
beautiful. This comes from good music radio and conservative stations. This is Johnny Mathis. Johnny Mathis. Wonderful. It's wonderful.
Starts talking about clearance of his 77 models. It's like nobody else's clearance. It's clearance with a touch of class.
Just a touch of class.
At Lincoln Mercury, we don't give you clearance deals on cars somebody didn't want, but on the best-selling cars in Lincoln Mercury history. Great deals on Lincoln Continentals and Continental Mark V's. And now the Continentals return a higher percentage of their original selling price than comparable models of Cadillac DeVille or Eldorado, based on the July issue of the National Automobile Dealers Association Used Car Guide. That's great resale value.
Plus a touch of class.
Today, many prices are going up, but Lincoln Mercury 77 clearance prices may never be as low. We're getting ready for 1978 with great deals at great prices on great selling cars.
We need a touch of class.
Hurry to the Lincoln Mercury sign of success and talk to the dealer with a touch of class.
All righty. A few moments ago, Tony Guida asked me about Ravenhall Pool. Well, years ago, we first started about 1958, or is it 1858? Tony, I don't remember. It's been a long career. I was on WINS. In those days, WINS was the number one music station probably in the world. They enjoyed a very beautiful position in this market. In those days, we were doing radio. Now, what I consider, I keep saying that, and I guess I should explain what I mean by radio. I'm doing radio now, but when I say radio, I'm talking about communicating person to person, getting out and doing things, and not just doing, hi, I'm on radio, and here's the weather. I get very angry, and I'm not going to get angry tonight, but that is not radio, and computers are not radio. Radio is conceived to be a person medium, like I'm doing now, having fun and getting out. Well, in those days, we used to get out almost every week. I believe this is a tape from WINS in those days at Ravenhall Pool. Now, a lot of us were very young in those days. It's going to bring back a lot of memories. Let me just set the scene. I hope this is the right tape. Is it the right one with the Ravenhall Pool? Pretty sure. Because a few of the things I did at INS wouldn't go on again today, I'll tell you. There was a hurricane. It was Hurricane Agnes or Hurricane Charlie or whatever the heck it was, you know. And it was a terrible hurricane. And right after the hurricane, my show, which was at 6 o'clock, was scheduled to go on the air. Jan and Dean were on the stage, and there was a whole bunch of people, whether it was 2,000 or 3,000 people lined up to come to the free broadcast. The rest will speak for itself, I think. Go.
Wednesday now, 7 p.m. Time for the Big M, Bruce Morrow. Tonight, from Ravenhall Pool at Coney Island, here's Bruce.
Oh, you know it. We got a load of cousins here. Everyone's ready to go. We're going to be giving out a lot of prizes. We got a lot of albums. We got hundreds and hundreds of our cousins here. We're live from beautiful Coney Island, Ravenhall Pool. What do you say we start dancing right now, cousins, here in our beach party? We'll mix the old with the new. Here's Bobby Rydell. I do it again.
And Bobby Rydell was on the stage, and then Jan and Dean came on the stage, and something very terrible happened. Picture this now. I'm on the stage broadcasting, doing my pimple commercials. That's all we used to have on the air, and the freebie, the home study schools and things like that. You know, yes, you too can get rid of your blemishes. Let's see if I remember. Blemertina Go-Go, everybody. Get rid of your blemishes very easily. If it doesn't work in 3 days, your money and pimples back. That's what we used to be. While we were on the stage, and the stage started giving, but I just thought it's because there's so much motion in the place. Rick Sklar, who is now one of the vice presidents and quite a moving force in radio, he was on the stage, and suddenly the stage collapses. Jan and Dean were singing. Rick Sklar, this is kind of interesting to show you when people love radio. He went down with it, where he was standing, the equipment went down, and here's Sklar standing up to his waist in water, holding the equipment up with his bare hands. This is true, bare hands, so we'd stay on the air. And we stayed on the air, and Sklar stayed there for many, many, about a half hour or something. That was radio. And we had a wild time, and everybody was going wild, and he was standing in water, and nobody wanted to go near him, because he was a jerk to do that. Nobody else was going to get electrocuted, you know?
With Cousin Bruce.
These are the Marcells, my dear friends. Cousin Brucey, the last radio show.
WNBC New York, 66 NBC.
82 degrees and partly cloudy in Rockefeller Center. This is John Bohannon with WNBC News. The grand jury in Brooklyn, hearing evidence in the Son of Sam case, recessed this afternoon. It'll reconvene on Monday. District Attorney Eugene Gold had been expecting an indictment today against David Berkowitz. Berkowitz is being held in maximum security at the Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, where he's undergoing psychiatric tests. And in a related development, Brooklyn Criminal Court Judge Richard Brown called one of Berkowitz's lawyers to his chambers this afternoon. No official word on why, but sources say it may be the result of a report that the lawyer, Philip Peltz, or someone in his office had approached the Daily News with an offer to sell certain information about the case. In Bayonne, New Jersey, officials have adopted an emergency plan to deal with looters and a blackout. Police there have been ordered to shoot to wound. Police Chief Edward Adamski says it's only a precaution.
A warning to those to that criminal element, both within and without our community, that in case of an emergency, if they have thoughts of coming in under the cover of darkness because of an emergency, a blackout, and if they think that they're going to pillage and plunder, loot, and commit arson, the crimes, that it just simply will not be tolerated.
Much of the opinion is divided. Some people in Bayonne are afraid that innocent people could be shot. In home team baseball, the Yankees and the Angels have a twilight doubleheader at the stadium. The first game is over. The Yankees won it 10-1. The Mets and the Pirates have a twilight doubleheader in Pittsburgh, and after 5.5, the Pirates lead 3-2. 82 degrees, cloudy, warm, and humid tonight and through the weekend. We'll have a complete forecast following world and national news on WNBC New York. It's 8 o'clock.
NBC Radio News, I'm Don Alexander. A hijack episode has ended at the airport in Brindisi, Italy, after an Air France jetliner with more than 200 passengers aboard was diverted from its Paris to Cairo flight. NBC's Philip Till gathered details in Paris on the ruse that ended it all.
As Air France officials here put it, it was a neat trick. Somehow, the crew of the plane persuaded the hijacker to step outside. As he did, they slammed the plane's door shut, and police did nothing more than walk up and arrest him. None of the 242 passengers and crew was injured. Air France says it doesn't know the hijacker's motives, but some of the freed hostages say he was a Libyan who simply wanted to go home to see his family. Philip Till, NBC News, Paris.
More news in a moment.
Hi, I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. The other day, I learned about a man who had fulfilled the fantasy of just about every man I've ever known. He had married an absolutely gorgeous woman who was fabulously wealthy. She had so much money that he really didn't have to do anything. He could have spent the rest of his life jet-setting around the world, dinner in Rome, skiing in the Alps, playing the tables in Monte Carlo. But he became kind of restless, and so he opened a boutique shop in an exclusive little shopping center. Well, he was losing $10,000 a month, but he stayed busy and he didn't miss the money. After a year or so of this losing 10 grand a month, his banker came to him and said, "Why don't you close this place down and quit throwing away your money?" And the man's quiet reply came, "And then what would I do?" I could have answered him. I'm Landon Saunders, and you can write me at GPO Box 2020, New York City. Heartbeat is furnished by the Highland Church of Christ.
President Carter is calling on ex-President Fort and former Secretary of State Kissinger to help him sell a proposed new Panama Canal treaty to a skeptical Senate. One controversial aspect of the proposed treaty involves a phasing out of U.S. bases in the canal zone. NBC White House correspondent David Rush has more on that.
U.S. negotiator Saul Linowitz said the treaty does not specify how the military phase-out will be handled, but it clearly provides for defense of the canal beyond the year 2000.
If the permanent neutrality of the canal were jeopardized, then the United States would be in a position to take such steps as might be deemed necessary.
Linowitz underscored there are no limits on U.S. defense of the canal. David Rush, NBC News, The White House.
A legal fight over Delaware's right to hold a lottery on pro football games has reached at least partial legal resolution, as WDEL newsman Ed Abrams reports from Wilmington.
A federal judge in Wilmington has upheld the right of the state of Delaware to conduct a lottery based on National Football League games, but it appears the decision has come to be a moot point.
I'm John Bohannon, WNBC News.
Wait a minute. When I say the word Anita Bryant, what? Anita Bryant. Anita Bryant. Oh, now stop that. Stop. I thought I heard that. Hi, Jeff. This is Cousin Brucey, our last radio show. Let me tell you, it's pretty good. Jeffy, this is Jeff Mazey, who worked with us here. Well, he was one of the senior men on the staff, and now he's going on to WNEW AM. And let me tell you, they got a very, very fine talent, and Jeff Mazey's going to be their musical director. Beautiful seeing you again, my friend.
Don't you know the Andy Gibb record is in the power rotation and you haven't played it once?
I know.
What is the matter with you? I've been monitoring you.
Wait a minute, Jeff. Jeff used to yell at me. I used to break format rather often. I mean, that's kind of my religion was breaking formats. And I couldn't stand formats. That's what my fight is. Jeff, I just want to say I am so pleased that you came up today, and I'm so proud, so happy that, you know, where you're going. I think that's great.
Well, you know, when I first heard you were coming here, my mother told me she listened to you when she was a little girl.
That's it, hold it. It's supposed to be a tribute. I said, give me a nice thing. You tell me about your mother.
I'll tell you the truth. The real truth that everybody out there should know is that if they ever got to know Cousin Bruce in real life, they'd know the really sweet guy he is on the air is the way he is in real life. One of the nicest people anyone would ever want to meet. And I think knowing you and working with you for 3 years here was great. I think I'm better for it, and we all are.
Thank you very much, Jeffy. That's nice.
And here's Tony Guida once again. Tony has some important news for us. I think all the staff members here at 66 NBC should listen very carefully.
Get a new job. Because this station isn't going to be here tomorrow. No, Bruce, I'm happy to be here, as I said a little bit earlier. And it's nice that it's a party, and it's nice that it's an upbeat thing. And I think the fact that you've been on radio so long and have pleased so many people over the years is a great tribute to you, and I know you're going to go on doing it, even though not in this medium, you're going to go on doing it in other media. The question I have is, though, I noticed that you're playing a lot of 50s music tonight,
and some
Beatles, uh-huh. And I wonder why you're not playing the regular music that we hear on this station a lot.
I don't know what the regular music was. I've never played it.
I see. The playlist.
No, I want to keep my audience. I don't want to play the playlist. Have you heard the playlist?
I've heard the playlist. That's why I listen to...
Oh, you were the listener,
station.
Huh?
We love you, Brucey. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Brucey. Oh, yes, we do. When you're not near us,
thank you.
everybody, and there's a guy that I've had on several TV shows. He's the only guy that has a mink guitar strap. Would you? Mink guitar strap. An unbelievable talent, did very, very well. We are going to be playing the great sounds of the 50s and 60s, and I'll tell you what we're going to do. I just thought of something. I think you'll like it, too. We're going to have the winner of our musical mini quiz in a few moments. At 9 o'clock, we're going to do a whole half hour of Beatle music. My favorite Beatle movie. I think that'll be really nice. On the other end of the room, by the way, there's a very big party. On the other end of the crystal chandelier room over there, all kinds of wonderful things are happening. One of our anchormen who promised to, he's hanging around here doing very Beatle viewers. He's covering this event, and it has turned into an event. Very big, much too much to handle myself. Tony Guider on the other end. Tony, come on in. Tony Guider, you got it.
Hello, Brucey. Thank you, Bruce. There's another fella here from News Center 4, which is that television show that's on the air sometimes from 5 to 7 on Channel 4. And he came by to say hello and thank you and a few other nice things to Bruce Morrow. And his name is Jack Cafferty. Yay!
That's very nice. Thank you, Tony. I don't know what your plans are, but if it gets real tough, I know where there's an anchor opening in Des Moines, Iowa that you might be interested in. I have only been in the city for about 3 months now, and I just want to wish you all the best. I have not had the privilege of listening to you over the years, as these people around here have, but I can identify with the music. I would love to hear an Elvis Presley record sometime.
You got it. We'll have one on for you soon, Jack.
That's right. And I enjoyed doing the little gig with you today where we did the five-minute thing and got out some of your old pictures and your funny clothes. And
Why would it be funny? That's serious. They weren't funny.
For the people who have not seen you in person, it's interesting to note that you look younger now than you did then.
Yeah. Funny bit. There was a picture with Tony Orlando, and you asked me who that fellow was next to Tony Orlando, and it did look like my father. That was me.
Yes.
Yeah, I do. I feel terrific. I really do.
Dorian Gray disc jockey.
Jack, really, thank you so much for, you know, everything today and everybody upstairs. And I want to thank you and Tony for coming down.
All the best to you.
Thanks a lot. Right. Jack Cafferty, my friends.
Tony, thanks a lot.
That's really nice. These guys are very, very busy. You doing the 11 o'clock tonight? Yeah, are you working 11 o'clock tonight? Oh, so Jack is working. You're off tonight, huh? All righty. Can we take a phone call?
I'm wasting it here.
Do a spot first. You're wasting it here. Oh, listen, here's something you love, Tony. You've been trying. Tony likes to do an imitation of me. He does it at parties. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He stands up. This is a recording of Tony doing an imitation of Cousin Brucey.
Hey, cats and kittens. Grease, the longest running play on the Great Right Way, proudly presents six people who've seen Grease 47 times. Here they are, coming at you, the Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers, Drake. This is Vinny Adesano. I love Grease because it's cool, suave, and beautiful. Like me, you know? Yeah, back in the 50s, we really had it made. Burning rubber, cruising for chicks. Backseat Bonnie Sawicki.
Can we do the song now, Vinny?
Hey, yeah? Speaking for the Cavaliers, I would like to say, hey, if you ain't seen Grease at least once, your mother wears army shoes. We Cavaliers want to dedicate a song to our favorite show, Grease.
Oh, we and Grease go together like bom-ba-bom-ba-bom-dee-dee-dee-dee. Oh, we love it forever like bom-shoo-op-shoo-op-ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong. Grease, we love it.
Eee! Thank you very much, Tony. Hey, get your tickets for Grease at the Royal Theater at the Ticketron 2 or call 245-5760, 245-5760. Let's get to a telephone.
Hello?
Hello there.
Oh, here's a voice that I used to be very afraid of when you called.
You're kidding. Come on now. We negotiated that contract 3 years ago, remember?
Perry Bascom, how are you?
I'm fine, Bruce. And how are you?
Oh, I'm feeling very good, Perry.
Well, I just wish I was there with all the crew there tonight, but as you know, I haven't been there in about 6 weeks, so I didn't feel it was the appropriate time to drop in and say the best to you. But you know very well that you're a pro. Whatever you do, you'll really come through and do one heck of a job. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with Perry.
Yeah.
Perry, there are so many people here, and I just heard, listen, I am so pleased that you called, you know. And you're the boss. There's no doubt. I really appreciate everything you've done, really.
Well.
And all I can tell you, Perry, let me tell you something. Everybody up here misses you terribly.
Well.
They really do. You have a lot of friends.
Thank you very much.
And I'm very honored and pleased that you took the time out to call me, too.
Well, I wish I could see you. I'll see you hopefully sometime next week. Just couldn't make it tonight, but I'll explain later on. Okay?
Good enough, Perry.
So the best to you, and we'll miss you.
Okay, and all your old friends are here, all of them.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, PB.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
With cousin.
good. Tonight, the Metal Kings. Your cousin Bruce Morrow doing the last radio show, my friends. And what's happening up here? I have no idea. It's completely out of control. It is really nice. All my friends are coming up, and people are saying hello. We're getting on the telephones, and it's just beautiful. And I'm playing the music of the 50s and 60s. And at 9 o'clock tonight, we'll do a whole half hour of the Beatles stuff that we love so darn much. And I'll tell you some Beatles stories that I was personally involved with. 818 right now, 66 WNBC.